Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is the Matriarch. I am the creme de la creme, ultimate drip, cherry on top, icing on the cake, the whole cake. I am the table where the cake is chilling, and I'm definitely the tart with the table, the cake, the icing, and the cherry on top. I chilling, how about that? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about that violence. I'm about that violence. I'm about that violence. I like programs always. I don't want peace. Peace, no. I don't want peace. I want programs always. Ladies and gentlemen, today is the 7th of the 2nd month, 2024. It is a Wednesday evening. Wednesday. Shabalala, shabalala, Wednesday. It is a Wednesday evening, ladies and gentlemen, and the time is 21:04. Yes, yes. Yes. So you know how we do on the Wednesdays, right? On the Wednesdays, we do that thing called open conversations where we talk about things that you guys want to talk about. You know, I dictate how it goes every other day. Five days a week, I dictate what we're talking about, how we're talking about, what we're talking about, and where we're going to go. I dictate it. I dictate what time is wake up time, what time is sleep time, what time is eat time, what time is resting time. I dictate all of it. And then, right, one day in the week, I give you guys that privilege of, yes, you can stand before me and state your case, please. We can talk about what do you want then? Where do you see this thing going? What are we? I think that is the most weirdest question that people actually ask, you know? What are we? Like, what do you mean, what are we? Are we not human? Are we not people? Are we not just living organisms? I don't know. Are we not mammals? But anyways, so that's what we do on Wednesdays. And if you would like to participate in our conversation and, you know, dictate, you guys are allowed to now dictate the direction in which the show is going to go this evening. The number in studio is 0832888401. That is the number in studio. And the principle is you come forth and you put it on the table and we talk about it, whatever it is. We talk about it. It can be your bad day. It can be your good day. It can be what your mother said to you when you were 10. It can be what your father didn't do in your life. Because, you know. Or it could be your runaway mama. It could be your financial status. Good evening, beloved. Good evening, beloved. That one wasn't ready. Wasn't ready. But you know, I'm ready. I'm here. It can be anything. You can be talking about school. You can be talking about work. You can be talking about the lack of school, the lack of work. You can be talking about, constitution. You can be talking about the days of the week. You can be talking about the sky. You can talk about the bag that you want. Honey, you can talk about lifestyle. You can talk about the orphanages. You can talk about the orphans. You can talk about the street children. You can talk about the labor issue that we are having here. That, you know, he sent out a letter. Hey guys, we are having a labor issue here. These children. Good evening.
Yes, good evening, man. Not yet.
Good evening, Tatebi. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you. You gave us freedom.
Yes, freedom of expression is today.
An open door policy.
As a blifto.
That is what the market believes in. An open door policy. That is one thing that I was looking at when I now started exposing myself to some reading, public governance.
You know.
And this will come about, you know, there you have to prepare.
Of course.
Public service charter. You look at the constitution. And then now,
Eno. yo afuthi noho afuthi oya fathana na dipari. Same WhatsApp group.
Yeah, WhatsApp group ya kumbero kuni polo polo.
Kwanyata, kwanyata. Kwakaka, kwakaka. Kia WhatsApp group ako. Ito vuruko, tatsama ako.
I think so.
Yes.
Thank God I don't really go to those pollution and what be, my mind to be corrupted and what.
Okunanga no information, there is a form of information, you know. And it's not all bad, but hoo-ha. Yeah.
Some of the people say, this one I cannot read it. Yeah, I cannot be allowed here. This other one I cannot read it. What does that mean now? Moral corruption.
My dear.
Moral corruption. So what we are saying here, since you gave us the open door policy,
yes,
is just for us to start promoting some of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Without compromising our, you know, the respect, those values, those cardinal values, so that we respect each other's view.
Of course.
And of course, it doesn't mean that you cannot critique my findings, whatever. So you are free so that you jula me nicely.
Of course.
Not when you just come and destroy me completely when I was trying to...
No. Here there is a lot of openness. We are very neutral. But I always say that if you can't explain it to a six-year-old, then you probably don't know what it is. So we put it onto the table and we dissect it. We talk about it. We dish it out and we leave it out to hang and dry.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, no, it's fine. So, like we were told the other time by Aina.
Yeah.
That question that came from the auntie.
Mm-hmm.
So we are still learning.
Yeah.
It's lifelong learning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why is it that everybody still has to learn in life? What was it?
I say many things, Tate Buana. But what do you want to talk about today, Tate?
No, I have already spoken about the open door policy.
Mm-hmm.
One of our democratic values.
Yes.
That's one of the lessons and that we have been engaged in dialogue.
Yeah.
So that you find some kind of amicable
solution, yeah.
Things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because many a times the reason why we get into confrontation, negative confrontation,
yes,
is because we just do not understand
mm-hmm.
how others are putting their view on through. So that's why I said, let's have that kind of respect toward each other.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be like the politician. Politician now they want to fight already.
Mm-hmm.
They want to fight already.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, what we thank God for is that there is the respect of the rule of law.
Mm.
So when all these things are happening, this political dynamics or economic and things like that, for us, we are all. Our democracy is flourishing.
Yes.
Growing.
Mm.
So that is what we should stand for.
Mm-hmm.
Defend
mm-hmm.
our constitution.
Of course.
Good. So anything else?
But if we are talking about defending our constitution, is everything perfectly fine within our constitution? Don't we have a few laws that are not in alignment with the generation, with the times, with the people?
Yeah, those ones, bring them out, identify them so that we can repeal them. There are absolute laws.
Mm-hmm.
Those ones that have been there, maybe they have got some kind of element of discrimination.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see how we can reform.
Mm-hmm.
For us, we know we are privileged because we always look at these policies and laws. channels and programs, how they, from a gender perspective.
Yeah.
And many a time, you find those things, they are just general. You know?
Yeah.
No, we don't care. We address the issue of women and boys.
Mm.
We don't discriminate.
Yeah.
But if you look at the equity,
mm-hmm.
the distribution of resources,
yeah.
outcomes and all these things,
yes.
you find out that the boys are the ones who are not graduating at the University of Namibia.
Yeah.
What should be wrong there? You need to identify some of those discrepancies
mm-hmm.
and then address them, see how you can, you know, reorganize yourself. Anything that is not relevant or does not address the current situation,
mm-hmm.
see how we can reform them and make them relevant to our, to address, to be responsive to our needs.
Okay, so if I'm getting this right, Tate Bona, what you are bringing forth today or what you are saying today is that our constitution is actually a good constitution. And if there are any things, if there are any laws that we are not happy with, we can always bring them forth so that they can be discussed and updated and changed if they need to be. But if we don't talk, then nothing can be done. But in general, we have a very good constitution, and it is also backed by the fact that we have an open door policy.
Yeah,
wazala.
That's exactly. You have summarized my long speech. Thank you very much for being there for me.
All right, that's a B.
God bless.
All right, God bless. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen, today is Wednesday where we talk about what you want to talk about. Today is open conversations, and you know, other people are utilizing this service. Other people are utilizing this service by actually coming through and putting forth. It doesn't have to be a question. It doesn't have to be a discussion. It doesn't have to be anything over the top. It can be a mere statement. It can also be an expression. It can be you coming to show gratitude to your country, for instance. Like Tate Bona came on and said that, you know what, despite everything that we have gone through, that we are still yet to go through, and where we are at right now, we actually have a good constitution. And the fact that we have an open door policy is even better. So anything that you are not happy about, right, can still be brought forth and can still be looked at and changed. And this brings me now to all our little, you know, I don't want to undermine. Let's not undermine others and their activities. But some people's activities, right? Some people's activities are so illegal, and on top of it being illegal, right, they want certain laws to change because these laws were maybe made in 1956. But just think about it. Since 1956 up until 2023, 2024, nobody has broken this law. It has been a dormant law. Eh? It took you to come and fight it. I'm just saying. We have a good country. So, ladies and gentlemen, please do go through and we can have this open conversation that I love having open conversations, because open conversations gives us the opportunity, or gives me the opportunity, to see where our minds are at, our hearts and our bodies and our spirits and our egos even, and our morality. So it's nice to see where you guys are. It's nice to see the train of thoughts that you guys have. It's nice to see. You know, so we can't change the world if nobody's talking about the issues in the world. We can't change the country when nobody's bringing forth anything, right? Because at the end of the day, we are looking at one another like, yeah, I'm not happy with this. Frankie, I'm not happy with this. Huh? But it's only Bobby and Frankie that are talking. If it's only Bobby and Frankie that are talking, guys, between Bobby and Frankie, who can actually change anything? They can't change anything. But here you have an audience. An audience, it's like a blank canvas, you know? It's completely blank, and it's up to you to decide what you paint on it. And you don't know who's on the other side of the mirror. As you paint on this canvas, it's a two-way mirror. As you paint on this canvas, on the other side, somebody, anybody, or the person that you actually need this to get to might be listening, is listening. I think, I'm just saying, right, that, yay, the evidence is in the numbers. The evidence is in the numbers. We can show you. Kucha, just speak, talk about it. We are here for you. Talk about it. All right. So if you guys are going to take your time, the number in studio is 083-288-8401. And I usually give the first 30 minutes as a grace period for everybody to settle down, for everybody. It's like a classroom for everybody to come in, sit down, settle down, and then to really get into the groove of things, to get into the hang of things. So for these 30 minutes, I'm just out here yelling the studio number, and I'm just here yelling, "Oh guys, you must raise your hands, ne? You must come forth, ne? You must come. You must come to mama. Come preach what you need to preach, you know." So yeah, this is me doing exactly that. So I was thinking, right? We have most now this public indecency policy. Mm-hmm. And they say most now, there are certain body parts that are not allowed to be outside. Good evening.
Hey, mother.
Hey, boo boo.
How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Nah? That is spectacular.
Yeah, I've been stalking you these days for the past 3 days.
Oh, wow. What'd you find?
Okay, I haven't been stalking. I've been stalking you physically.
Oh, physically. What'd you find?
Not much. I just come, check you're okay. Then I'm like, oh, she's okay. Then I go.
Oh, you just come, you check me out, and then I was like, oh, okay, I'm fine.
Yeah, she's okay. She's counting money. Yeah.
Is that one? That's my favorite. Did you see the purple notes? I'm like, did you see how my face lit up? Yeah. I think for me, that's the most embarrassing video anybody can ever make of me. Me counting money. I'm telling you, money and I have a relationship. Money and I have a relationship. It's like, oh, daddy, boo, I got you, baby. Even just imagining myself being looked at when I'm counting money, ne? It's such an embarrassing thing. I get all excited and stuff. It's like,
when you went to yourself, Alicia.
Bruh. Daddy. Stick out my tongue a couple of times. Finally, coming from the ATM now. You gonna raise my whole hand up. Woza.
What time do you visit the ATM? Do you like visit them during the day or during the night?
It depends. If I don't get time in the afternoon, if I don't get time in the afternoon, then I can go at night. But mostly, afternoon money is not my money. Afternoon money is not my money. Afternoon money is business money. And nighttime money it's somewhat my money, but it's not my money. It's just my money when it's in my pocket. And then after that, it's most now gone back to the owner, which is the business.
The business, which is the business.
My dear. But it's nice to have it for those 2 minutes, my dear.
How does it feel?
Oh, it's lovely. I love it. So much. It's my favorite. So you saw me counting money?
Something like that.
Ne?
Mm-hmm.
No coins, most.
I just come, sneak by, check if I okay, check if I'm smiling, check if I'm counting money, then I leave.
What's from that?
Since Monday. Or today I just saw you pass by.
I saw me pass by where?
Spa?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm serious. I'm not joking.
Okay. Yesterday, no. I didn't go anywhere.
Oh, yesterday, this week either. Uh-huh. Hold on.
All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you guys doing? So, Dina was talking about the fact that one would say it sounds a little creepy, but if you understand the relationship that we have with my kiddies, right? I think out of all my children that I have accumulated and acquired here, as my audience, right? Dina understands me the best. It's not that I get overwhelmed. So for her to like just check up like, oh, she's okay. You know, I think she understands me very well. She understands the assignment very well. So anyways, so one of my passions as a human being is money. You know, money is just my hobby. It's my passion. Oh, guys. it's my passion. It's my hobby. I like it. It gives me comfort. Good evening.
Good evening, Demetriel.
Good evening, beloved.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Uh-huh.
I just want to talk about this. You mentioned it about, I read it also on the social media about Kabila Momo writing the paper to our new president.
Yes.
I think he really did it well, because these kids really need, I think the government really need to do something about these kids.
You are really bothered.
Yes.
Are you bothered? Are you honestly bothered or are you scared? Because Minami, I'm scared. Because Mina, I'm scared. I woo. Like, oh, handu tila, man. They are so aggressive.
These kids, they are so aggressive. They are asking for,
they are not even selling anymore their products. They're not even selling their product anymore, eh? They're literally at the stage of penge dollar, penge dollar.
No, you're like, penge dollar. No. I just think of which, and how did these people get in here? It's like,
they snuck in, just like the Mexicans.
Is it the truck that just went to get them in some
food? Toto kahno nena.
Yo.
They came in, you know.
The government must do something about this man, because they are just making our country to look like we are using the kids, like small kids, to sell in the street.
But they are selling your orukos, guys.
These people are not selling anymore.
They are begging.
They are begging.
They are
everywhere now,
like in India.
They are everywhere.
What did you are like?
Why are we like, this is so inappropriate. We must not laugh at these things. This is a national crisis.
No, it's too much now, man.
Okay.
At first, I feel pity for them. I used to like to give them, but now, I just get so annoyed by them.
And scared.
I'm scared.
Because it's just a matter of time. Because first of all, you came here for business. As a business person. Eh? As a business person, you're supposed to be at work. When you leave your job, to start begging, then it's dangerous. Yeah, it's very dangerous. You leave your job to start begging while you are even walking around with the product.
You were doing fine. You started with your business. You were fine. You were doing your business, and then again you drop your business to start begging.
What's the date now?
And why get a penal?
I know, that don't tell man. Because it's just a matter of time.
After that, penga dollar.
And you know, it's just a matter of time where, you know, they move from begging to stealing.
Mm.
It's just a matter of time, you know, because the transition between being an entrepreneur and being a beggar, it was too fast.
Auntie, while you are
your business didn't even thrive for 5 years.
Auntie, while you are there, while you have a call on studio.
I went to pick and pay a blockchain.
Yeah.
And then there was two white guys and a girl.
Yeah.
When they came out of the shop, those ladies, because they walked, because I think they were looking for a cab or something, or they walked to until to give his
side.
Toyota. Those kids, they are following those people like meme pengondola.
You sound like you're from there because the way you sound.
The way you're saying it, it's traumatizing.
You're what? Meme pengondola.
Pengondola.
And they're at your window knocking.
But the worst part is that what do you buy with a dollar?
No, but that I remember yesterday. Meant to be one day by we went by Pick and Pay. That one at B1.
Yeah.
They are also there.
Now this girl, I mean like the age of my boy, man. Then they come there, aptate. I'm like, hey, how are you?
Yeah.
And like, pengo dollar.
Straight to the point.
Yeah. If you notice, they never ask for any $2 or $10 or something.
It has to be a dollar.
It is always my question, Kucha.
What are they doing with the dollar?
No, but it's always the question, Kucha. I know a dollar, I know Ian. That's a dollar all the time. Now my wife is like,
Now you don't know kuchondu vite peni ne. Malangia wa kanjera ro dollar.
Oh, poor.
Oh,
money ko e wallet ta. Poor. You wallet ta pay to sell. There's no money anymore.
There's no money. There's just no money anymore in your hands.
I hijacked your show, Auntie. My apologies.
Like, seriously, the government must do something about those people, man.
Maraguchi, I have a question. I know I didn't introduce myself.
We know it's Tate Philemon.
Yeah, it's Tate Philemon, but who is Tate Best Friend?
Tate Best Friend is there outside.
Oh, I thought it's Tate Best Friend.
We sound the same.
Hey, everybody sounds the same already.
We are twins. but my question is, those kids, remember those young brothers and our sisters, the one that sells eggs from Angola, you know them.
Yeah. The ones that are here for work.
I don't know.
No, those ones, they are here for work, huh?
But
the others,
imagine those ones that comes with, they sell eggs, kamhaka.
Recharge.
Yeah.
City police is always I'm an honest person. City police, Nampol, they always chase them. But this Pengo Dola and Wala Patate, they are never chased by anybody.
That's the thing now.
Why now?
They're children, guys, like
children and the
guys.
They are even big tattoos there.
Yeah, but the big tattoos are not saying Pengo Dola.
They do.
The big people, like, you know,
the big tatas, they send the small ones.
The mothers are the kids, they are just there sitting very late. Take it, and then take it to their mother.
No, mommy, want to understand, Kucha, how many dollars are you asking for? Maybe, Pama, we don't know because the whole day they ask for a dollar. How many cars, how many people?
Yeah.
Maybe they make a living, Anga. We don't know.
Maybe 2,000.
And it
is. Because sometimes you want to give to a dollar,
not
even you give a $10.
Make a duke in a day.
But taxi drivers are doing honest living, not begging.
No, but I'm saying.
Me, if I had to beg, I would make $2,000 a day.
How will you beg?
My dear, if I had to beg,
I hope
I would calculate.
I hope Agalti will not call.
Check. I would calculate.
Where do they even sleep? after that, now begging in the afternoon, where do they go sleep? Do they just sleep there where they are? Like,
I don't want to reveal things, but I saw a place somewhere in Hakahana. I saw them. I didn't see where they go sleep, but I saw where they went. Not all
many
of them.
Many of them.
Many of them, like a bunch. Not a bunch. It's people.
Bunch of people.
You cannot call people a bunch.
A school of people.
A group of people.
So a bouquet of people.
A bouquet.
You know, might see.
I thought you
many.
Said a bouquet.
They are having like their own ghetto or
what.
It seems like they are recruited.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, because there were many and they were going to a specific place, all of them.
Well, Mona, I heard those days when I hear people that are selling, the Kamachona selling eggs and what, recharge and what. From hearing from people, Kuchanwa, they are selling for someone else.
So
now, my concern is like, imagine someone sending a son for the whole day, probably the whole night or half a night, selling for someone. I know how much you get paid.
Probably 800.
Are you sure?
800
per
month. Yeah. Are you sure?
Yeah, probably 800.
800 or maybe even 500, maybe.
Yeah.
I rest my case. The
good thing with those boys that are selling now, recharge and eggs.
Yeah.
They sell for that person for at least maybe for 1 month, 2 months. And then after they get their that 500,
they buy stock.
Start their business.
Yeah.
But they have a proof.
They will start their own business. That's what they are doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They
don't just stay there.
And then after they get their payment, they know.
Tomangwanga. Tomangwa. Yeah, but it's a serious case, huh? I know I didn't get the whole topic from the beginning because I just came in now. But I understand where the topic is going. I live in a location where a lot of our brothers and sisters from Angola, I sent Comasdal, they came there, they are selling things, tomatoes and all other things.
Yeah.
But sometimes we feel pity. They are those that are doing a living. I know a few of them that are making a living out of selling tomatoes and other things. But they are those that are being used by someone.
Exploited.
Imagine sometimes I don't understand. The police comes and to, I don't know how you call it in English.
Harass.
Okatara. They come to Okatara.
And then
all they do is they search for whatever the other illegal things that they're selling. But they don't question, Kucha, how old are you? Why are you doing this thing? Who sent you here?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be the concern. I always like to give an example. I remember when there was a time I was in Yungada, in Tanzania. But if a police officer see you giving a dollar to someone in the street, you get arrested.
Wow.
Arrested.
Arrested.
Yeah, that one. So.
Why?
Because what they are trying to do is to clean the streets.
If you feed somebody on the streets, they will never leave. If you're giving them money, you're basically feeding them.
To feed that, you can give food.
I'm saying, but giving them money.
Money is come to them because so we're having a city to Amos.
Yeah.
With the local
to.
Or what happened was they saw our children, because us we are having most our own pandemic. We have our street kids that are begging. And our street people that are begging, and they see how much money goes into our street people. We give a lot to our street people, or $10 mpano or shike. But the thing is that our street people have courtesy. They are very polite. They don't follow you. They don't harass you. They just sit. If you don't want, you don't want. So it's okando hakerimano, and the person is sitting there, noka poster or something, and that's it. And if the child is following you, it's probably, can you please buy me bread?
I'm on the auntie. Auntie, listen.
This one, it's aggressive marketing. Aggressive.
Auntie, I have a small testimony.
Eh.
Eh. Remember the last time when I was here with you and that the best friend.
Eh.
Body
eh.
And how pugin a man.
Eh.
Amanda, we were talking about, I know this is out of the topic, Nick, but it's part of what you talked about the last time.
Mm.
So we were talking about you being
stand up in the studio, it sounds like he tries a bit with the mic.
Okay,
can you hear me now? Ozala.
Yeah, okay, now you are fine.
Okay. I remember last time we were talking about something like you are employed.
Mm.
I mean unemployed.
Yeah.
You are in love.
Yeah, unemployed and in love.
And you are graduate or something.
Mm.
Body and up again. Today, I almost cried. Not today, yesterday. Yeah, yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
There's a man that I drove to from Pioneer Park to Rocky and to my house.
Yeah.
In Comasdao.
Yeah.
I always use that road I told you.
Mm-hmm.
Ochomusa Road.
Yeah.
And then I don't pass by anybody that is walking.
Yeah.
That I can tell this one is safe.
Yeah.
So now I stopped. The guy said, Tate, where are you going? Well, I know I'm fine.
Hmm.
And I'm like, are you afraid of the car? Because you know my car is black.
Black. Oh, man, Dapa.
Oh, man, Dapa. And then now, no, there was no car wash.
Oh, what?
You're
boy, a Tima. Whoa.
Okay, the big thing is here. Before we waste time. The big thing is here. I picked the guy, you know, the captain, when you come from Rocky, going to the robots of Rocky and, Ochomise.
Yeah.
Where was the guy going?
He was going to Korea Hub.
Mm.
And then he came all the way from, Panes Park. And I picked him, him from there. And, I don't know how, sometimes when you're on the radio.
Your voice.
Your voice, Pamwe. I don't know how he happened to know Gucha. This one, I heard this voice before.
Yeah.
Not that they, of course, he came in a car. He was like, oh, are you dropping me somewhere? I'm like, no, I can drop you whenever you want to go. And imagine my petrol was red, like I was saying.
You like those red lips?
You know, most, it's a hassle. and that day, before we reached, Namco 7 station, we're like, but, were you the one that was with, Tate best friend? I'm like, who's Tate best friend?
You people, this is like, I'm not taking any more visitors on my show.
That show, ne? That show.
I'm not taking any more visitors on my show.
I'm not done.
How can the person say, were you the one with that? Not Matriac.
I'm not done. I'm not done. Wait. And then Tate was like, my brother, ne? Whatever you're talking about, guys, you really changed my life.
You see?
And I'm not lying. Probably he even took my number. Was like, are you going to go to studio today? I'm like, I don't know. That's why I have to pop up in here. And then, never again, guys. And
you guys will never have visitors. Eh? You give small chicken like this, they take the whole pot. but proceed.
And then let me finish. It's just the seconds. And then the was like, exactly what you were talking about, like, then I asked him, so just for me to confirm. He was like, no, you were talking about something like when you are a graduate and you were saying something about they call you like, I know I graduate. Then I remember, this guy was listening. Because it was exactly me that was talking about the same thing I went through. And then imagine, I'm not lying, he's probably listening now. And then I was only making $30. In the car, and my car, petrol got 10 money. But it was zero.
So you know, I'm going to go petrol.
Then I'm like, there's this guy here, who is a friend of my matric, and Tate best friend, and Tate Philemon here, there. I gave the money to Tate. And I was so, I'm not like, I don't feel like I'm a VIP or something, but I feel like at least I touched somebody's life.
Yeah. So that's what I keep telling you.
Yeah, and he was like, "You guys, you really changed my life because I'm going through the same thing you're talking about." And from there, and I'm asking him, "Where are you coming from?" "I know, I just went to do a small thing there.
Mm-hmm.
I do renovations."
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, you changed my life. I'm like, I didn't change your life.
It was all me matriarch.
I know, but
it's God.
I forgot his name. But if he's listening, I say
shout out,
my brother, keep on going.
Mm.
You're not the only one, please.
Mm-hmm. All right, my darling. Was you at any? We or tapota mosto.
Manga nandi gundane.
The government must do something about those kids.
Okay. All right.
Bye, make
her bye. Bye, my darling. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch. And today I'm joined by Tate Philip Philemon.
Yeah.
By force.
They call me Philippus.
I'm joined by Tate Philemon by force.
Yeah, by force.
My whatever. Dear. And today we have open conversations, and I think it was ideal for him to pop by. We have open conversations where we are talking about anything. Anything that you would like to talk about,
anything.
So you come through. So that's why we were talking. First, we were talking about the constitution with Tate Bwana and the fact that we have an open door policy.
Tate Bwana was, he called in.
Yes.
Tate Bwana called back. I miss you.
Good evening. Yes, Tate Kwevi. Oh, no. I'm talking about Khona. Oh, no, Biri too. It's open conversation.
Which
one of you is Muzohi?
Muzohi, I thought you were
no. No, Malali.
No, I'm not going to. The only Ngajera, now I wanna make my own line.
Mm-mm.
The only Ngajera in Real FM. That the feeling.
Not things that it touch like that, and she likes the issue of street kids. There's no plan. Ye in, ye out. And no, let's and the two kutumen in the halalime somewhere, then we take all these kids there. Then the Linangat sports facility, then they will be kept there. These are small children.
To magwaga. Ai, ata lokate. Tate, ohala potate kate ko tembisa.
Eh, anoa ukati ko kupendi. Ai, ukati kera ko era gondi wahala topena.
Oh, eh, nanjiku na oshiringini. That's why you know that Tekwevi. Tatekwevi, I was thinking the other day. If people are going to a witch doctor to become rich, isn't it logical for us to go to a witch doctor that is in Clean Vinduk? No, go Clean Vinduk, eno Bugatti, eno Range Rover, eno Benz, you know, azara like nice. What is that? Such Shangala suit?
What? Brio? What?
Brioni. It's a Brioni. It's a Brioni.
But we can. I'm an auntie. Me pa kwati kucha. Anybody watchikwambi nengo chikwaru within nengo chiga chinga njeri kopo.
Oh.
But if any enganda kupora kucha, anomura chikena na.
But it's not the way that he's supposed to be speaking.
How so? Anda kupora. Before you go ahead, anda kupora kucha. Anomura chike enganga. Ihadikana the irichano chuka chikan. I can't contribute. Exactly.
Yeah. So that you know name, you know.
Yeah.
A project ango kuchara. Uno namu vendo kawia mangiya. Awe ende mobesa doji.
Oshimoshono handi shi pura kucha man.
Uno uno. Ya ende mobesa. Ya ende mobesa.
Awe uno no unju ne ni man. Tara anti.
Awe ndi.
Chekane. Imagine kucha nanda pabiwa na me. Uno no unju man. Uno na umene you can test kucha hano hano kashona man. Kena nando maybe 5-6 years. Makaja aptate ma okano kashona man.
Yeah.
Pamwe nando nga 11-10 years ah pamwe tinga pamwe.
Yeah.
But then according to the law of Namibia ngeno nge to the labor law or something.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to work when you are below 18, right?
14.
Yeah. So exactly. So why are they here like a small kid of 6 years?
You can get like a holiday job, something.
Eh, but then
a
ne,
like a full on job.
Kashino has it, Kashino has it, and you know, Pobi Wana Nenge Penica. You know, Aptatega.
Yeah.
How do these people find their way here?
I Pamwa Penang Anguish, Pamwa, even any other caller will just come through and tell us.
But the thing is that when it's within a community, right, we talk amongst each other. So if ngesha kuna kule kangwi tandiziko andia kushimba kuvenduka anditi kucha kuvenduka me bru okunombururu pidengerane kucha kuvenduka me bru okunombururu ngeshingei uhatuzi peni on says na ile nyara itamwea.
Wife, while you are there, I remember there are some friends of mine that are from Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
He once told me, Kucha, a lot of people in Zimbabwe, they think when they come to Namibia, it's an easy way to get money.
Mm-hmm.
But it's actually your hard work that will make money for you. So exactly the same way when our small brothers or sisters that comes from Angola comes here, and they think that when you come to Namibia, it's easy money.
Yeah.
It's not easy money.
No, it's not easy money for us, but it is easy money. It is easy money. When they come from countries, when they come from countries that condemn them, it is easy money. Like we said the other day, right? Namibia is extremely friendly. Mm. But when we go to other countries, we are treated like foreigners. The foreigners that we
don't
are.
Don't even talk about that. I remember when I was in Tanzania, they told me the same thing.
Yes, yes. So we are still treated like foreigners.
Yes.
Right? But we don't treat others like foreigners here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay, please proceed.
Yeah, teti ne.
Yeah.
Muno nambo nongo kwali wa Namibia wa wambo no shotuni kwa shike.
Yeah.
Muno kutuwa chat labor. Where is our law enforcement and the children advocacy in this country? What are they doing? But to not children advocacy.
Yeah.
But those kids are just getting their salary, what, and status. And cool, but what is this? Where the guy or Simeka Tezia and Ramas the Waimo? I'm not happy when I see those kids, the Ukoko Rime Bashum, we are exposing them to a lot of issues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In my mind, I look at the Chara, and I'm moving to Gamuno, Omoa Tumba Roscoe Raziri, combing and the Venduka.
Yeah.
Mom Paramam.
Yeah.
Score I kept kuza kopo pri siro ko high school.
Yeah.
And uno na uche utaukusame ta ukatara uli. These kids are uno na ushirongo.
Yeah.
These kids, they don't belong to those people.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Shashi o inakairi mukwacha untuka.
Yeah.
That's not humanity, you know, or shape or something. Mm. And uno na mono kwa uliho. Koina kikando hau ya no kwa ndo sawiko mafudo sawiko mafudo koina kwa kuambo hui
kimuno
anuno na kwa mbono hau kwa kwa hiki na tauka kara uliko hoste la hono tauki jingba hono mafudo sa gea tauki koina kuru mbako no ina kuru tauka kara moste.
See, I don't want to cut you short, ne, but I just have a concern also on the kids, whether they are Namibians or they are from another country. My concern is that, imagine, I don't understand. Those kids are always around in every location, anywhere in Windhoek. I didn't see other towns, but I'm concerned about here, because I live here.
Yeah.
So, I'm like, even the law enforcement, what are they doing? Child and what is that ministry?
Child protection.
That
child
one.
Welfare.
Yes.
Gender.
What are they doing? Just do a mistake, ne? And it beat your neighbor's child. You will see them. But now these kids that are being abused, I don't know if they are being abused or they are doing on their own.
It's child abuse.
Yeah.
We are sitting with this problem, but there's no sign that we are doing much.
Yeah.
Just to solve some of this problem.
Yes.
Unona ita uvuru kuputuka mwakaru mwaka. And the children did not choose to be in those circumstances.
Exactly.
But the state, because unona oshirongo kaushiu.
Kaushiu akurunyao.
Yeah.
Maratatu akuruntu yao, kanokon kurutuara, if that parent is able to take care of the child.
Tired of being stuck in queues or left on hold? Our online sign-up lets you get the connection you need in just a few minutes. Simply head to paratus.africa/Namibia and press the online sign-up button. Then choose from our exciting ranges of fiber, Sky-Fi or mobile LTE products. Fill in the application form and you're already done. Of course, you'll also enjoy free installation on your new package. Sign up online today to enjoy effortless connectivity.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
She was a wizard, eh?
That the key.
Anoikan. The violence.
You know what? Anger spending was like a week or easily get emotional.
Yeah.
But also anger spending the rock type of people.
Yeah, we can understand that, but yes, the pleasure in that is just also understanding each other.
You know what? When the material is trying to behave like another person, I'm saying, just be yourself, be you.
Yeah.
You know what? For me, I understand you guys. Even when my uncle passed away, I go there and I look at people crying and doing all things.
You and Jala.
But for me, whatever needs to be done, I'm ready to do it because I'm not like them, you know? For them, they can't even do anything. All they can do is to be emotional. But you know what? What you are saying, you know, so young boy, it's tag of life. Somebody else gets a chance. And you know what? But for me, there is a mark. Every man wants to live life and live a mark.
Yeah.
For me,
this man has left a mark that we are going to remember. So that is okay.
Yeah.
For me, I'll cry if you didn't leave anything. There's nothing I can inherit from you. There's nothing I can remember about you.
Okay.
What you go in there?
Okay, that the king, you know what, ne?
Yeah.
Okay, this one, I'm not being on any side of any person. But do you know that as a leader, whether you are just maybe a president, or you are a counselor, you are a headman. You know, whether you do good, you do bad, you what, people will always talk. And you can leave a mark to
and
someone.
There are no motivational speech, I hear.
Ah, yeah.
Was it Mr. Philemon? Is Mr. King?
Yeah.
You must just be strong, guys.
Don't
for the weak ones.
Don't forget that the best friend.
Hey, the best friend.
You guys
all coming through with your speeches,
but the truth is that
but is there a matter of understanding? Do we understand each other?
Open conversation.
Yeah, but do we understand
we
each other?
We do understand each other.
Okay. Proceed, Tete King.
Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
Okay, what I was trying to say is that Amona, now the topic you're talking about small about you know.
Babe.
You say,
we talk about the mark, so you can leave a mark to some people.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about also. So, whether you do good or you do bad, you leave your mark here. So, and people always talk, whether you do good, as long as you do whatever you have to do and you leave a mark here, it's for the best of the people that you live here. But, I don't want to give an example. I like giving an example tonight, no.
No examples of people that have left beautiful marks.
Yeah, no, please.
Let me just add to that. When we talk about leaving a mark. So.
Tete King, before you proceed. How are you?
Oh, only now.
I was fine until you asked me that question, but I'm still fine.
How was your day?
This day was as usual. Free, as usual. And the money, as usual.
Did the money come in nicely?
As usual.
Mm-hmm. Are you very happy about the money coming in today?
There's no way I can be angry when the money is before my eyes.
How is the family?
The family is good, as usual.
Mm-hmm. Any interesting news today?
I know your ways of canceling.
Hi, Tate King.
Yeah.
Tate King, I remember.
Aye, which are Tate King, maybe you are angry because the way you are coming at us, even the way, even the answers that he's getting, it's fine.
That, but I still remember feeling on Opiki Nanga.
Yeah.
I'm pushing the gate like this.
Okay.
I'm just in the car, like, yeah, I'm here. Home is just 40 meters. Yeah.
I hear you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, but what I was saying is, you know what? Leaving the match, so there are different matches that you're going to leave.
Mm.
There are who are going to take it in a different way, because how you behave to me might be different from how you behave to the next person. That person will remember you for that.
Yeah.
And that will remember you for this.
Yeah.
And some people will remember you for different things. Mm. So, as human beings, you have people saying, hey, I'm just a human being. So, we can make an escape.
Yeah, but usually that one is always only associated to somebody doing something bad. You've never found anybody doing something good and saying, I'm only human. It's always, that one, eh? That is something I don't stand with, but proceeds.
Okay, you know what, eh? I was in a wedding where I was too busy and everybody is just calling me, do this and do this. And you know what? I have
is that why you are angry today?
No, man, that's just what I choose to be like, man.
Okay. So you chose violence, the liberatory.
I'm not violent.
Okay.
I'm a man of war. So I'm a soldier as I live. So I speak like me, like a Martin Shari.
Okay.
So don't expect me to speak like that.
Tate King, you speak as if we don't talk every day. Like, I don't understand how people think that we don't know each other.
I have 5 tones.
Eh. 5 tones in 2 years, you think that I wouldn't have picked up on your 5 tones. Eh? Or they are so significant that I cannot pick them up, me. Eh? Queen Mother of the Tribe.
When I go to FMV, I have a different tone.
When you go to Namika?
I have a different tone.
What's the Lara?
When I go to the police station, I have a different
time. When you come to Eagle FM?
Different
time. I sometimes I mix them with coffee.
You mix tango?
Anyway.
Are you feeling better?
I'm
not what? I'm always
No, that the king.
Why are you taking violence to Bialo? Why are you choosing violence today?
You know what the nature said?
Hey.
It's not good what I heard from her mouth.
What did I say?
Waste against Manego.
Eh?
Waste against Manego.
Guys, this, let me make this very clear.
Answer the question.
This is my show.
Uh-huh.
It is nobody else's show. Uh-huh. Everybody is afforded, is afforded an opportunity when I want. The same way I give open conversations, right? Is the same way I give, I extend it. If he's not here, he's at home.
A brutality.
But he's around. He's just waiting for me.
You know what you are saying, eh?
Yeah?
No,
no, no. But also I've made it very clear. I'm very specific. Like, this is my one baby. Everything else in my life I share, except this one.
You give us a
test
of milk.
You guys can get to eat, eh? The nice food when I put it on the table. How? You guys cannot decide, kucha, we are eating lasagna on Monday. It's my house. It's my house, Tate King. It's my house. Two bulls can be under in one crawl. Eh?
Direct from what you have.
Hey, Mezimbari at Kalamoshi. One day, Zimbari at Kalamoshi Wunda Shimwe.
I know, think can't be possible. And one day, that the king, I must tell you, and the theory
from. But the king has been around.
I was not there.
Eh, but these days, the king is working the money.
What did he say?
You are not listening, Tate King.
No, I heard you, but he's speaking English.
Tate King.
When are you coming to studio? That was the
question. That was the question.
So it's up to you guys.
Mm.
In fact, I was thinking of coming to Ringo. I don't know when. It's up to you.
Okay.
Hey.
Okay.
But, you know, I don't want to be mocked by.
By who?
Who is going to mock you?
Because of what?
Who is going to mock you?
But you, the way you are talking, also, please, don't. So, you know what's wrong with you?
How many meters?
40 meters
from you. Are the one exposing yourself.
Why didn't you beat them back? You are king, Moss.
I was down already by that time. And, you know, I was coming from a circuit and I was already tired. If I knocked this one down, I ran away.
What then? What chops are it?
No. When you come down, I said, man, oh, God, what ate my car?
What do I need?
You know what? I was coming from, you know, from Hogan Park, from the service station there.
Eh?
Seven-year-old drive. There's a shortcut there. And I said, shortcuts are dangerous, but I'm tired.
And you just did.
Yeah. And I saw these two guys, they were just looking at their phone, you know?
Hiding their faces, huh?
When we're kind of like passing by.
Eh.
Oh, they're going to me. Hey, my car.
My what?
When I jumped up from the bike nicely, the other guy kicked me from behind. He kicked me down. Bang! Bang!
Over.
Game over.
Now, you know what, man? They took my sweet. They took my phone, my new phone, man.
My iPhone. New,
everything. I was angry, man.
You were having an iPhone?
Yeah?
You're having an iPhone, huh?
That's one, a phone. I left it at home. I go with a car touch. I left the real phone at home.
Which is the real
but
phone
still,
now.
Anything that's nice is a real phone.
Yeah. Okay.
They're not nice ones, the ones ongozi. You see, there's a difference also between baby and okana. These two, when you put them together, this one looks like a baby. This one looks like Okan.
Omwashe.
Imbuyo omwashe. And this one, Okana.
I want against my neighbor.
What is he? I now get him, Oga. Ngandiri morning.
My dear.
I will get him soon.
Guys, 5 months.
Five months.
Okay, siro henda jo mwa.
Siro henda yo mwano.
Okay. What did you say? Okay, bye, Tata King. What did we do?
We were told to buy candles and wave bread to Shakati. And it is cancelled. Now where must we take this candle?
Kuninga kune olusheno so longe tenga membo. Que son fuera te loco gay. Oito soy tosi.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, hi.
Bye, bye.
Oh. Oye, what?
Oito sí.
Oito sí, oito sí.
No, pues sí, y la gente se no ha chido. ¿Qué
tal?
Ya me faré en el nando cucú. Nengo mwaronga mwazigini na jorike.
Oh,
good evening.
Oye, na twige na domo chikwaru wevi pamwe.
Ay, na daro chikwaru jendara kama chinanjera.
Mochinanjera.
Omwenda ha.
Pamwe abi tiksa ne kantisi uhi mchangenda
ka. Ay, pamwe. Pamwe.
Nengo chikoro ngadia.
Pamwe na te na twa mwindonga.
Mwindonga.
Eh.
Shasho poja de pate.
O prato impoca?
Jaji wa puri pope fino uri pono ro hapo.
Tu ya poja do studio maka.
O te jamón polo?
O te
rich? O shinda?
O hara vai pangero.
O shinda o.
O hara vai pangero.
Tope jari e banga andi mere ro po.
Oh, iti ni na wa.
Atu kulandira na kondeki.
Ondu niti ni na mizimba. Tanu mamu zingira mwe.
Mwachike?
Zingira e.
Ano pedo chibashi kucho puna zingira.
Oh, zingira. No makakata.
Maandriko ni mwana ni mwana.
Ati keke kovera meme ui.
Ya.
Natato kuno zingira.
Ya.
Mweto hikinga mahini, mweto no mahini.
Okay, paifene, this time, what are we talking about?
You know what?
Yes.
There are targeted intervention or strategy.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of these young ones, that's why the message is that when you want to give them something, money, for example.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm not talking about those who are...
The small children, the Himba kids, or the foreign children.
No, just in general.
I might ramp them together. Mm.
Yeah.
So, the Himba ones, I'm also trying to understand their issue. Because
or their origins.
Or their mission.
Their mission.
Yeah.
When you talk to them, when they want to sell that cutting, in all of a sudden,
which cutting? Which cutting?
You're like, Ojati, I'm not good in that department.
Mumadira Diro.
Mumadira Diro. Mumadira Diro. Mumadira Diro. Mumadira
Diro. Mumadira Diro. Mumadira Diro. Mumadira Diro. Mumadira Diro. Mumadira Diro. Now, if you try now that cat, you will be beside
it.
For what they to get a problem.
Tatebwana, my question is, what did they hear about Namibian men? that they have resorted to selling sticks
to Timbisa. Upenda kamu inakufa ne. Upenda ne kamu inakufa. 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 Upenda ne kamu
inakufa. Upenda ne kamu inakufa. Upenda ne kamu It's them, it's not you.
I'm gonna shy up how to. I'm for that. Guy,
I just wanted to, you know, there are ways to rehabilitate those who are finding themselves in the street.
Yeah.
And what we are saying is that because some of them are actually instructed.
Yeah.
Or taught by their parents to go and do that.
Yes.
So, because some of them, they come as far as from Hobabis and things like that. And one wonder, how are they getting here?
Yeah.
That is so the question, now, huh?
Those questions now, yeah, the other thing is that we especially they have even have some projects for them. We have rehabilitated a lot of them from the streets there. You know, when even before I was working with the government, so I used to see those small ones, the young ones, you know, you remember you were talking about, and that those ones that have grown, so we were rehabilitating, especially this time around, we have got even a farm.
Yeah.
A farm where purposely made for them.
Yeah.
You know, food will be there, everything there, the rehabilitation, the classes, the social, the social support programs, and all these other things.
Yeah.
We are trying to them. That's why you have this our out of school centers, after school centers. We have got a lot of centers, even though they are not enough. Maybe we just need to invest more in this infrastructure and also to invest more. That's why we are saying that maybe the social worker, because we don't have social workers, they are so few. So that's why we need also to encourage our children to do social work.
But the children you are referring to, Tatebwana, are not necessarily the children we are talking about. Because, if we are talking about the ones that you guys as a ministry have tried to rehabilitate and so forth, or as a government have tried to rehabilitate and so forth, right? We are talking about our very own street children. And they are usually the ones that run away, the ones that come back because they're addicted to drugs, addicted to alcohol and so forth. The ones that we are referring to are the ones that look like himbas.
Yeah, those ones.
There is a pandemic of them, and it is worrisome because majority of the children are below 10 years old.
Yeah, they come from their family, their home.
Yeah, but they are not Namibian nationals, but even.
That's my concern. Imagine.
Yeah, they are not Namibian nationals. They are literally from Angola.
I want to understand.
You know, that's why I was saying,
mm-hmm.
I think there's some kind of elaborating effort, very concerted effort.
Yeah.
Like you're asking your question, how are they coming here?
Exactly.
So we need to have some of those things, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
We also demand you to, maybe it's a demand kind of, the demand side.
But Tatebwana, even if we were to look at the issue in itself, wouldn't we say also this is an issue that also includes immigration?
Yeah, yes, that's what I'm saying.
It's not necessarily only labor law. It's not it's not only the children's act, right? It is really inclusive of immigration as well.
Yes, all stakeholders need to get involved. That's why our minister was saying, I was reading the newspaper here, the Minister of Health needs to come in. These are the ones who are producing food, they need to come in. So it's presidential to addressing this issue of malnutrition. You can see now that this requires some kind of multilateral approach, kind of intervention, so that for us, we are there. This other one, we are there. And even the private company. Then, come on. You know, free money, no?
Yeah, free money.
Free money.
And that quick in and manga.
Listening because it's serious.
It's very serious, huh?
So no, those now again, even the private and community based organization. So you guys you need to come in. And if that is the case, that means there's a need for you to even set up your tender and then call those work with the structure that are there. And then you capture them.
Okay. Okay, me, I want to understand, cause I remember those days when we were growing up, when we were small kids, and I'm sure, that day you were one of the uncles, probably those days. I remember those times when, the police will go around the locations or the villages, and the moment you say, oh, Dalate, you know, they send you back. Yeah, so now I'm wondering, man.
What's a Dalate?
They ask you for a certain, for you to say a certain word. The moment you say, so they can know whether you are from Angola or you are from here.
Oh, so you say on Zarate.
Can you say on Zarate?
And you say on Zarate.
I poor Roda.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. Okay. So, my concern is here, which man unonambuno. I feel pity. I put myself in a picture. Maybe I don't understand. But okuchiku pamu unonambuno, they came here on their own or they were sent by the family. Kuta
go. Some of them move. By you people.
Yes.
Them, they come
and sell
for you.
Oh, they are our employees.
That's my concern.
That's why see, those who are selling eggs and all these things and things like that. So some of them, just like in the north.
Okay, but Tate Bwana, with this pandemic, we can't really say that, not unless they are recruited by this one tycoon person, that sells all rook. Because that's all they are selling. It's just woodwork.
Ma kuchike, at the beginning, when I... At the beginning, what I thought it was maybe they came here just to make, because when I saw them, they were selling nice. I'm selling Tata, I'm selling Oluko, I'm selling Odibo. But now,
it's aggressive marketing.
No, it's just, wala potate, jipaondola, on the sonjala. Yeah. That's the only thing now. Now I don't understand the mission of them coming here. My concern is, okay, what do you want to do?
No, but the ones that are in town, are our Himbas. Our Himbas that are there or across Avani, or parking lot and pay.
Auntie, were you ever in town like these days?
Not those these.
Nah, like
the mother is not talking about these days.
A long time.
He's talking about maybe like 4 or 5 months ago before they came. They are there now. We saw them at the city of Windhoek.
What's that?
Yes, Tate.
I understand now the one that you are referring to.
You understand them, ne? Because as we have our own Himbas, and our Himbas, right, they take pictures. They take pictures for money with tourists. Yes. They take pictures for money. They also sell products, like they sell little stones, little watch, or she there and stuff like that. Yes. Right? Those are our Himbas. Our Himbas are too prideful to do such things.
You know what?
To beg.
Not... We also have our own Himbas in our own.
Yes.
Our own. And those ones, they are referred to as not vulnerable.
Yeah. So, we're not vulnerable.
Now, how do we then, that's why I sometimes I ask, oh, you guys, cannot just be looking at those ones whom we are calling often vulnerable children. But we also have our own in our homes there.
Yeah.
Who are now, like you are referring to, as Zimbabweans. And what are we doing to our own?
Yeah.
So we need to seriously have some kind of rehabilitative strategy. And see whether there can be some other ways of creating wealth.
Yeah.
Rather than getting into drugs and all these other things. So I think it really requires...
Yeah, mambo ko mambo, Arapu. Yeah, mambo ko mambo. Oh.
Yeah, mambo
na ko mambo gao. But the problem that I'm having, that Tebwana, is that we as Namibians, when we go everywhere, right, we are treated like foreigners. But we don't treat other people like foreigners. You go to Angola, every second stop, ne oshirio unakufuta something. You have to otorombwe wakucha ngero to ningi ngero to ningi ni mine tikufara koka peu peu ngoka ko pa pa ngoka pa pa pa
abona abona anti
eh
muna wa chefi
eh
abona mi I was never in Angola
ni pefe na to accommodate tu nona wao na ile kuna na wao tu na to na wetu.
I was never in Angola, but what I heard is that.
Yeah.
Yeah, ro.
Is she waiting at the one?
Good night.
Good night. Stay tuned.
Okay,
yeah.
What I was saying, I was never in Angola.
Yeah.
But like what Tatebwana was saying, kuchae, if you can stop, nengengini you pay. Mara, if you compare
everybody
now to...
Everybody has that problem with Angola.
Me, I was never there.
Everybody that talks about it has the same problem.
Mara,
so it must be real.
I don't understand why us Namibians, the way are being treated in other countries. I don't know about SA in Angola.
We are nice.
Barakuchi, we are good people.
We are nice, man.
Very nice.
You can't even say, why don't we treat them back the same?
We can't. Imagine you.
You already
stressed that there's no electricity at home. There's no food at home. And that people want to land. That's what you only have one hot dog, brave man. You have a kid in a car also. Oh. And now you give that hot dog there. You, in your heart, you want to help the next person.
Yeah.
I don't understand. My concern is, on a serious note, concern is, what is the Ministry of Child and what? What are they doing?
When we look at it, ne?
Yes.
It seems a little simple.
Yeah.
It seems easy.
Yeah.
But in actuality, these are three ministries that need to come together.
Immigration.
Yes. And then child.
Ministry of Safety also.
And labor.
And safety.
And
police.
Safety also. Because they're dangerous. Amona.
Please.
The children are dangerous.
Amona, listen.
Wait for them to spend a year here. Just think about it.
Yeah.
Right?
On the long line.
Yeah. Once you start doing something wrong, you just keep escalating from there. That's why even when we were children, right? Akutua inamu ya kundingosho.
Yeah.
Ngeleta we kundingosho, unake, omwatumu wako, tankata na shandishim,
totondokanoho,
and nokiri.
Opu?
Nokiri?
Ayo, kilokondo kongere kakumi.
Canona, ¿sabes? Usted se hace un bora de tú.
¿Eh? Ahora está de la. No se vende para un 120.
Ajá, we, mucha mae tú, ¿ne? Se, otari a tu y cuntingosho. A tu y cuntingosho from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Mm? Tu ripona a curuntu.
Yeah.
A tu landero, ejala sare, tu ronjinja, nengo kato kere. A tu carampan, no te tombo.
A cuatro, no se suene.
Otra, ah, ah, not alcohol. Not oh, alcohol like that. Okatokere no jija. It was. Aye, it was considered to be more lenient than otombo. Otombo yeah. was for big people.
Yeah.
You know. That's so right. atupewane okatokere no jija atukan pagongere kwa.
Mujambo.
You yeah. yeah. Opo atulimono 6 o'clock ashiri omo mambo opo otpajo kiringao yeah. onteni otpajangao kiri. Ukomatango pa jokiri 6 o'clock utashuna mo mambo, you understand?
Yeah.
And this was the principle.
Yeah.
And this was how we were raised and how we were taught, kucha. This is how children conduct themselves. And that's why in many instances, right?
Yeah.
You find that people that are raised such as we were raised, right? Mm. Our children are also a different species.
Yes.
And the people that we are also in relationships with, ne, they are also of a different species. Mm-hmm. You understand? So you, like, I personally can tell you today that me, my child is not going to come here and scream. Never.
Exactly.
Never. Protocol observed, never.
I remember.
My children, they came onto radio and they sang the national anthem and then they sat there and waited for 3 hours until their mother finished.
On that
straight,
note,
no, why money, phone money, money.
On that note, when while you were there,
yeah.
I remember, I don't know if I'm allowed to mention the name, but I remember
don't
when.
Don't mention
names. No, I will not.
Okay.
But I remember I did my internship at one company.
Mm.
And the ladies from Switzerland, she owns
she owns something.
And then the kids when they come, I was a barman that time at that company. It's a tourism company.
Yeah.
The kids when they come at the bar, it's a tourism thing. When they come at the bar, they call you, Uncle Philly, we want cool drink. When they get the cool drink, they go sit in a waiting area.
Yes.
And imagine it's. I know people might take it somehow, but imagine when it's a white people.
Yeah.
They, you know, people have a mentality of that it's my mom's company or my dad's company. But those ones, the way they were raised, they are raised. That's where I learned everything.
Yeah.
Mbolikucha, your kid.
Is a representation of you.
Yeah. So now that meme, the owner of the company, she even told the kids, those kids they bake what do you call them? Muffins.
Yeah.
They bake muffins like on the weekend and Friday. They bring it to the bar or to the restaurant in the company there in the lodge. And then that's their money.
Yes.
So.
Entrepreneurship.
Whenever they come to the bar and say, Uncle Phil, you want a cold drink? They don't take from, come, I know it's my mom's company. I'll take for free. They give me the money from their money from the muffins money.
Yes.
So, the point is here, Kucha Mbori, the way you teach your people, your kids.
Yes.
And now if we're connecting this one to the kids that are here.
Yeah.
Hello, man. I mean, like.
It is a matter of understanding, Kucha. As children, right? We learn particular things.
Yes.
Eh? And there are also just certain things we can never do.
Exactly.
Right? Because also our head start was different. You understand? Wuchanga, we don't have entitlement and we are not privileged. So I'm raising my children in a way of saying, Kucha, you know what, guys, we can enjoy. We can enjoy mommy's money. Yes. Mommy works hard. Daddy works hard.
Yes.
We go. Eh? We make the money and we can enjoy it. Eh? But it's not yours.
Exactly.
You are not going to cry for my things. You are not entitled to my things. Just hold on.
Okay.
So now, from this perspective, right? They are taught now to work. They are taught now to be this. They are taught to be a specific way. And if they are going to grow into anything, they are going to grow into something similar to the foundation that was laid. You know, something similar. I'm not saying that they are going to be perfect. I'm saying, but they are going to grow into something similar. They are going to grow into nice people, perhaps. They are going to grow into respectful people, perhaps. They are going to grow into whatever. Now, what I'm saying is that it has most now leveled.
Yes.
So if you come, think about it. Philemon, you can't be working there as a bartender.
and you decide that you are no longer going to be bartendering,
yeah,
right? Mm. That he's giving you an income,
yeah,
ne? And you're going to resort to begging.
Exactly.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
But it doesn't make sense, and that means, ne? There is a lot of exploitation that's happening, and then also in this doesn't make senseness, right? It's just a matter of time until somebody comes up with a brilliant idea of let's start stealing. Yes. It starts from, and imagine having a gang of 20 kids that you can't understand.
Mm.
Eh? That are telling you give us the handbag.
You were talking about when your kids.
Will you not give the handbag?
What's that?
You will give the handbag! You have to give me. My 11.
You were talking about something like when your kids come here or in studio at National Anthem, and then they wait for mommy to finish the, studio, the whole studio. Three hours.
Yes.
I was actually impressed. I always like to talk the truth and the facts.
Mm.
I'm always impressed by my own son.
Mm.
He's just turning four probably in March.
Mm.
Not probably, but turning in.
Probably.
It's parents. English. It's English. Please.
Mutu.
Mutu. Kashide Moshua.
Yeah.
Okay. But every time when you go in the shop, I don't know, maybe it's the way I talk to him.
You ask. If it's possible.
When you go in the shop,
I'll
tell him when in the car.
We only have $10.
We only have $100.
Hey.
What do you want? I know, Daddy, I want ice Rory.
Yes. Okay. That's all we are getting.
Yeah. So, but you must avoid some of the aisles, But what?
Because
what,
you also don't want the person to feel bad.
Hey.
Yeah.
And you don't want to be embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
So what with him, when you go in the shop with, when I'm only with him, even if I give him the ice rolly, he doesn't open it. He said, Daddy, let's go pay first.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah?
Yes. Because if I open it, it's stealing.
And I'm seeing other kids that are in the shop.
They are drinking
beating their
thing.
Mothers, beating their fathers. Daddy,
I want the ice rolly.
I want, give me.
Give me ice rolly. Good evening, beloved. Yes, Tate. Machache? Hello. Hello? One network, man. Call back, please. Please do call back. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch and Tate Philemon for this evening. Ladies and gentlemen, what we are doing is having open conversations. We are talking about everything and anything under the sun. And I think the conversation that caught our radar is the children.
Yeah.
The children.
our neighbors.
It's the children.
Yeah, I have a concern, Ashiriman.
You must go home.
To be honest, I have a concern, a serious one.
I'm sorry, guys. We have our own children. Ah.
On those
Let's
kids.
First sort out our children so that we can start sorting out other people's
okay,
kids.
Okay, auntie. Ah. Listen to me, auntie. We have our own street kids.
Eh.
No, I'm not trying to say.
I know.
It's funny
when someone else says it.
Yeah, but it's not,
it's true.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's a fact. So, but
that is the one that is putting us in trouble.
Imagine
because all of us are like,
if you drive from here, or you take a taxi from here, or you're from here, you see Windhoek High School, Windhoek High School, and then Bank of Namibia. There's a opener, there's like a Makangur Korusheno kind of power thing.
Yeah.
There are kids that sleep there. I knew them ever since when I was working at one company that's close there. But those kids, if they go to the robots, I know most people will judge them, which I know these kids, they just ask for money to go do drugs, to go drink alcohol. But I was so impressed. And I know a lot of them that stays there. There are few of the kids that beg for money to go do other funny things.
Yes.
But there are few of them that they beg for money actually to go buy food and feed other homeless people. But if you compare, I don't want to say our street kids are bad. If you compare this,
our less fortunate children.
Please, it's the English for me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you compare our less
fortunate
children.
Mm, all 10 of them. Yes.
Yeah. And you can't compare with this one.
Compare with Benjo Dola. Ondola. Ondola looked aggressive. Ondola no hokurina akolutu. Ondola kwa pama mbeano mahere. Like, Ondola will beat you, man. Aye.
Baguchike.
Ondola should it like.
Aye. Baguchike.
Check.
Let me take. What is it?
Me and Dad, the best friend, huh?
Mm-hmm.
One Sunday. Mm-hmm. We were walking in town.
Mm-hmm.
And then we decided, Kucha, it was just a Sunday walk.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, you know what? Mm. Let's go pass by the pharmacy here, close to Hilton.
Yes.
Green Wall.
Green, yeah.
Because it's the one that closes late, right?
Yes.
I go inside. I'm like, let's go and pass by. Michaela's not feeling well. Let's go and get like something for a cough or something.
Yeah.
Eh? We go inside there and then we come out. Now we are supposed to be continuing our walk. To go to Sardinia.
To have a good timing.
Or is it Cecilia's? To go and sit down.
Yeah, at least.
I was eating a chocolate. Yeah. Oka, my dear, it wasn't even the Sunjala Penjo. I'm like, guys.
Oh God.
And I'm a person that's naturally afraid of the hood.
Yeah.
Ne?
Yeah.
I grew up in suburbia. All of my life I was born in the suburbs. I grew up there. And so even when I go to the hood, right?
Mm.
I'm like,
what's happening?
I'm already naturally afraid.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm.
So in this fear,
mm.
I already have fear, right?
Yeah.
Now you put children on that fear. Now it's like I'm looking at Chucky.
At that.
Did you watch Chucky? Is it Chucky?
Yeah.
Do you know that doll? The one with the scars.
Rafael can confirm.
It's Chucky. For me, when I'm seeing those kids, it's just Chucky. What are the parages? What are the parages? No, I'm
Malaguchike, man.
And I'm running. No, I'm Belen. I'm scared.
Nando pomaro putangira kuza po hohota when you go to Nalitungwe.
Mm.
They by Fism Land.
Yeah.
Open
my I don't know where that is, but
whatever.
Po Nalitungwe. Yeah.
Nando modoro para.
Yeah.
Nando modoro para.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
Hey, where is Nalitungwe?
There's
most Freedom Land over here. Yeah. And then when you go this side, it's most now Holkota and Vanaida up here.
Okay, now when you're coming from Holkota, you know, Andres, this car, robots of the way before you go to Vanaida, then you proceed to Freedom Land.
Oh, yeah, that one.
That one.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, open up, after I've been much now, they are selling our neighbors from Angola.
Mm-hmm. Selling eggs and stuff.
Selling eggs, apples and
sweets.
Nice things.
Toilet paper.
Those ones are, you'll find a policy tayatid. Wait, I understand is their job, is the rules or the law. Maakuchara, anumbono, those small kids they are trying to do a living and make money to support their family. I'm on as a taxi driver, for example.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have time to go in a shop to buy a cold drink, to buy an apple.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you spend the whole 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And you're also wasting time and your customers are going.
Of course.
So, but now, there are those boys that are selling.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just say, hey, tate, kamaka.
Yeah.
Then you just buy quickly, you go.
Mm-hmm.
Or in the queue. Maromashkar na monhati dapo, but then this one's a pengodor.
Mm.
I have never saw a police officer changing them.
But it could be that these ones that are working are not allowed to work because they don't have working permits.
And this one?
Those ones are beggars.
But they're also selling on Maruko.
It's not illegal to beg.
They are selling on Maruko also.
Maruko itagaramba. And
Utarand?
Itarandisa vigorously as much as they are begging.
Ah, yeah.
as much as they are begging. See? Yeah. Like, I think we can also
which
one is better? It's the big ones. Okay, we love the big
this
ones.
This one,
the kids, pandemic, chuck.
I hope that Mbwana and that the king will come in.
Mm.
Because we want to know which one is better, begging or selling?
No, selling. Begging is not nice. But begging is not illegal. Selling is illegal.
It's illegal
it's
also.
Not, it's not.
What's that?
It's not illegal for you to beg. Hello, hello.
Yes, hello, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you doing? Welcome. Yes.
I know, I can hear. Welcome. I'm very happy to be nice, man.
It's very nice.
It's very nice to be nice, huh?
It's like you came to the state house. Welcome.
Yeah. You know what? Sometimes those kids they can irritate my friend. Imagine you are going to a shop.
Very.
I know you from there
because they went to my holiday. Oh. At the land if I should get?
Ndibo?
I think it's better.
Imagine, I put myself in a picture in Dream Angora.
Okana Kanji, just myself.
How will I survive?
You'll survive, man. If you're big, you'll survive. The problem is...
Maunona.
I was once in Angola and the Faramu Imuna Safari Muna. It was not heavy. And Papiro, the big couple.
Yeah.
I think those guys, they wanted to go to Kenya.
Oh, yes.
Hey,
I know.
You're not the only person I'm saying about it.
Inside there.
Yeah. I know that one, I had an experience when I was once in Zambia in December. After there's always a roadblock, after maybe 100 kilo or 50 kilos.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, those guys, when they see a foreign bus or a car that has a foreign number plate, it's money to them.
Yeah.
So, it's open conversation. I mean, open payments.
My dear, it's open payments, open conversations. We are in it.
There's no thing of karma. No, I tell relations. Turama po kambo ko katiketa. Turama tony. Toganja freely.
Three times.
Freely you give.
Three times.
Three times. You pay that person who approached you. You pay the chef grinder. You pay the one, the other one now.
And then also you pay the next one that's coming.
The next town on Atango.
It's the same WhatsApp group.
The uniform that we have been up on a quarter of a zero.
US dollars.
They will check on you.
What are you worth? Give me 100 rand.
Where do you stay? No, I stay here.
My father knows.
Investigation. My father's not working. My mother's not working.
I know how they're interrogating me.
Deep investigations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, the matriarch.
Tati.
What's up, Inge?
Ndirinawa, man. Welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us, man.
Do you have any questions?
No, actually, you should have questions. This is your first time. Today is for you. Today is for you. It is all for you. I'm a dictator 5 days of the week. I give you guys democracy one day.
Yeah, democracy, apparently.
Tambura democracy.
Tambura.
Wazala.
Democracy. I know when I was listening to the radio and I heard apparently freedom or radio there.
The what?
What bimbo?
Escuro radio mera or something.
Radio Day.
Yeah, I think it's World Radio Day.
World Radio Day. You heard that it is today.
No, I didn't. I think it was something like programming something which I could be something like
My dear, most probably, I don't know. What do you think? Why should we leave it? It's your day.
This time only comes once. If you leave it open. Don't you want to hang? You are not new tomorrow.
Tomorrow you are regular.
But why do they actually speak different? They can speak another vernacular and then another one.
Well, it's you know what? It's just like coming from a specific place in Ndonga. Akuto opuno Ndonga mbaya popi yoshimbuga na Ndonga mbaya popi yashike shike. Ohi hagaudum ezagazaga ezagazaga. Yeah, those things. My dear, but you were talking about World Radio Day, and World Radio Day is on the 13th of February, so it is coming up. It's the day before Valentine's Day. Yeah.
Or coming, I think it was just an advertisement, maybe.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Where
yeah,
we are also going to celebrate, you know, frequency modulators with modulation.
Okay.
Yeah. My dear, be open.
Gashi nena mo Wednesday.
Allow.
Open conversation.
My dear. Open. Everything.
I want to talk about my village.
Kucha, me, I don't understand the elves in my village. You know what? I am all for it.
I will never talk about my village. No, no, no. I just talk about some people's village.
Why don't you want to talk about your village? Not? Everything in your village is perfect.
Yeah?
Everything in your village is perfect. I called the family meeting Pundingosho. And I said, guys,
I thought I was the only one. Mara, the mother tell me, how is it supposed to be?